still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years.
Well, Dr. Craig, she later apologized, but The View co-host Joy Behar really stirred up a dustbin when she said that Mike Pence, the vice president, implied that he was not all there. says it's okay to talk to Jesus, but if Jesus talks back, then that's the definition of insanity. Now, obviously, this blew up, and the media are making a big deal of this. And she apologized to him, she called. And as I understand, she's made a public apology as well. The View is watched by millions of people. It's quite influential and quite liberal, I would say. They try to balance it out between the conservatives and the liberals. For her to say this brings up, well, theological, biblical questions. And
yes, I think you're right, Kevin. And even though Vice President Pence is a fellow Christian like myself, my sympathies here are with Joy Behar. I think she's been really misrepresented in the media as to what she said. And I don't think Pence's response to her was at all to the point. In fact, I find Pence's response to be the sort of typical politician's statement where you misrepresent what your opponent said, and then you get your back up and get all huffy and offended about what was said, when in fact the original statement wasn't at all what it was represented as being.
This is what she said. It's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you. That's called mental illness, if I'm not correct. Hearing voices, Behar declared.
Right. So what she was complaining about was Pence's claim that Christ told him to do something, or that God told him to do something. And she says he's hearing voices. That's like mental illness. And so Pence responds by saying, to have ABC maintain a broadcast form that compared Christianity to mental illness is just wrong. Did she compare Christianity to mental illness? Of course not. Not at all. What she compared to mental illness was hearing voices, hearing God talk to you. And Pence didn't respond to that criticism. I was waiting to hear him say something about what he really meant when he said that God spoke to him and told him to do this or that. I was waiting for a relevant response. He didn't give it. Instead, what he did was simply exploit the situation politically to make her look bad and to get all huffy about it and make it look like Christians were under attack in the media. And frankly, I am surprised that she apologized for her comments, because her comments were not at all an attack upon Christianity or even insulting to Christians. I'm not insulted by what she said. I think that what's going on here, Kevin, is that she misunderstood Christian lingo. Mm-hmm. You and I both know that there's a kind of Christian speak where people say things like, well, the Lord told me that I really need to share Christ with my neighbor, or the Lord told me that I should go on this mission trip. He spoke to me in my devotional reading this morning and told me that I should give to this particular Christian cause. And what Christians mean by that is not that they heard voices in their head like some sort of schizophrenic. That would be like mental illness. But rather that they had a kind of deep impression that this is what they ought to do, an impression that they think God had given them. And that's what Pence should have explained, was that this is just an idiom. It's a way that Christians often talk that isn't meant to be construed literally as hearing voices. And that would have completely defused the controversy. Instead, he chose to inflame it by saying that she compared Christianity to mental illness. And I tell you, Kevin, I am so discouraged when I hear this kind of political speech going on and this sort of misrepresentation in the media. It just makes me despair of the media ever getting things accurate instead of spinning them and twisting things around to put them in a particular direction.
Yeah. I think, Bill, I really agree. We ought to be a little more sophisticated in our theology on what we mean when we say God spoke to me and so on, because that has, I've always complained about that. Because it's so fuzzy, you know, in so many ways. And it means generally, I think God may be indicating, you know, something here,
yes. But
not this divine revelation, not special revelation that would probably put you on the floor if you received it, you know, as opposed to.
And this isn't to deny that there may be extraordinary occasions where someone does hear a sort of audible voice in his head and says, well, this is from God. But for the most part, I mean, the vast majority of the cases, this is just Christian speak.
Yeah, we don't want to limit God.
Described.
We don't want to limit God. But there's, what would you say? Would you say there, but there's kind of a normative way of dealing with God's guidance and the impressions of the Holy Spirit. There's a normative way, but then there would also be, there's been interventions in history and so forth. God can certainly do what he wants.
Right. I agree with you, Kevin, and it's precisely for this reason I don't use this kind of language because I think it is so misleading and is apt to be misunderstood. It's better to say something like this: I feel that God is leading me to do this.
Mm-hmm. Or I think this is what I'm supposed to do.
So Pence could have, if he wanted to, criticized Behar by saying this shows how out of touch these media elite are with the average Christian. They don't understand the Christian subculture and the way Christians talk, and this shows simply how out of touch they are with where the average Christian is. And that would be a significant critique in and of itself, that she misunderstood this idiom. But instead of defending his expression, he launches this other attack on her as though they were anti-Christian.
And Bill, obviously, non-Christians and even probably most Christians would blanch at someone saying, in public office, God has told me that we need to cut taxes, or something along the lines of that. When you start saying, I'm going to legislate by divine revelation.
Yeah.
Now, every president has prayed for guidance, prayed for wisdom, which the Bible says seek time and time and time again. But we're not in a theocracy where you're getting this direct revelation of God, and I wouldn't want anybody saying that.
If
Trump came on TV right now and said it, I would say no.
I would feel pretty uncomfortable, that's right. And I thought it was ironic that shortly after this brouhaha, Oprah goes on television saying something about she's listening to whether God is going to tell her to run for president.
Yeah, if God says.
Or not.
Yeah.
So speaking in exactly the same way that was so criticized by her cohorts on the left.
Yeah.
Oprah, this is the Lord. No.
No, you know, don't run.
Along the lines of that. So, well, let me throw you a curveball, Bill. This just happened in Texas, January 19th, the Austin American-Statesman reporting. A Texas judge who's district judge in Comal County down in the Austin area said God told him to intervene in the jury deliberations, that the woman on trial was innocent, and he sent a message. He interrupted the jury, sent a message. God said, God just told me that she's innocent.
Gosh.
The jury rejected this and found her guilty.
Really?
Judge Jack Robison apologized to jurors for the interruption, but defended his actions by telling them, quote, "When God tells me I got to do something, I got to do it." End of quote.
Boy.
Okay. So you see the precedence being set here.
Yes,
and then
indeed.
He eventually recused himself from the sentencing aspect of it. And this is a woman who was on trial accused of trafficking a teen girl for sex.
Oh.
So this may bring up disciplinary action from the State Commission on Judicial Conduct to him. Now, it hasn't happened yet that as of this podcast, but he certainly may have gotten himself in trouble, even with the commission and on ethics and so on. So do you see how kind of problematic that is?
Oh, the dangers here are just manifest. That
it's so unwise to say that, even if you thought it. I mean, don't you see how it could be misunderstood?
Oh, you would think so, Kevin. How could he be so stupid as to say that rather than simply saying, given my authority as the presiding judge, I intervene in this situation and I think she's innocent or something like that. I mean, judges can annul jury verdicts when they think that the jury has made a wrong decision. But he ought not to list that as his means of knowing it or the basis of his decision.
Yeah. And there could have been a mistrial here. In fact, the lawyer, the defendant's attorney, asked for one, but that was denied.
Yeah.
So I thought I would combine those two together to show what? That we need to be precise in our language and present what we mean in a more intelligent way.
That's right. And to represent fairly those that we criticize rather than exploiting the situation in an effort simply to gain points and make them look bad.
When the weight of this world crashes down on you, God will listen to you. When the sky turns black and your thoughts turn blue, He will listen to you. He will listen to you. Always listen to you. He understands how His children feel. He will listen.